All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend. It's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boo-boo babies.
Welcome back. How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. How's your weekend?
My weekend was great. It was beautiful. Celebrated Germany's mom's. And now stepfather.
Yeah.
I always get stepfather and father-in-law mixed up.
He's not my father-in-law. My mom got married this weekend.
She did. It was a beautiful celebration. I was happy to be a part of it. It turned.
A lot of love in the air.
It was. So that was fun. And I went to a baby shower, so celebrated life as well of a friend expecting. That was fun too. It was an eventful weekend. I was sick. I'm happy I got over it. Still got a little bit of a cough, but thankful that it didn't take me completely down because people are really getting beat the fuck up by whatever flu is going on. So try to take care of yourselves. It seems almost inevitable. So try to take care of yourselves out here. It's dangerous.
Yeah, when I went to urgent care, the doctor said that this is probably one of the worst flu seasons they've seen in the last 6 years.
What?
Yeah.
No, I believe them though, because literally every time I look on social media, someone's like, oh my God, I have the flu. People have been off work for 2 weeks.
But some people don't have the flu. They have the cold. They think it's the flu, but it is a bad cold flu season.
Whatever it is, it's crazy out here.
And they're saying that it's almost unavoidable.
How do you differentiate between a flu and a cold?
The symptoms are different, but a lot of people are just classifying that they're just having the flu. But it could be like a cold, like a common cold, but it's not. But definitely make sure you take care of yourself. Wash your hands. That's the biggest thing that you can do. Wash your hands to rid yourself of any viruses and germs that might be sticking to you. And if you're still feeling sick after a while, take your ass to the urgent care because you could be battling something else.
Yeah. If it sticks around, you got to get it checked out.
Yes.
So new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So this weekend also was a big event for Queen B. She dropped her Ivy Park Adidas collaboration line that she's been promoing for a couple weeks now. So it was a lot of anticipation and excitement built up around it. She looked cute. So, you know, the girlies were like, I need. And the girlies got because the shit sold out in one day.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh. And she had it at a lot of stores. She had it at ASOS. She had it at Adidas, Foot Locker, Finish Line, Nordstrom. It was all over the place.
I thought Nordstrom wasn't carrying it.
They had it. Oh. That's what I was told, but Nordstrom had it. Mm. So, yeah, people were standing in line. Like, there were lines of, like, 200 people, 200 plus people at South Coast Plaza. I don't know if people got what they wanted to get in person, but I know a lot of people were a little upset that they didn't get all the things they wanted to get from online. I thought I was going to get the these little night joggers, but when I went online, they were out. I said, oh, okay, well, shit, no, I ain't getting no Ivy Park.
But yeah.
you know, a lot of people seem to get at least something. A sweatpant, a sweat jacket, a hat.
Yeah, it wasn't like super socks. Exclusive. I hear only thing left are the socks.
That's it. Now, who just wants
socks? It wasn't like a Yeezy release, you know, like no. So many. It was not that. It's not really exclusive at all, but.
It's just a lot of people got it.
Yeah,
a lot of people got it. So. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people didn't get it either. So, I mean, there's some element of exclusivity there. But congratulations to Queen Bee. She does her thing and the people rally behind her and support. I love the seeing the people get the trunks, and then some people didn't get trunks, but they still got a kit and caboodle.
Somebody was
like
saying.
Like some influencers.
Some influencers got a kit and caboodle? I mean, got a.
They didn't get a trunk, but they got like a care package. Yeah. They got a care package.
Yeah. Some people were saying, oh, I can't believe she only gifted the trunk to celebrities. Like, the fuck did you expect? That she just going to send out the apparel to, like, regular people?
No, that's not. She sent that to them for marketing.
I know, but people were saying,
I'm such a fan,
and she didn't send it to regular people.
She's not doing that.
Like,
regular people are spending their coins.
Go buy it.
You got to spend your coin. If you're a regular person, you got to. That's just like with anything, like with concert tickets, she's giving them to the friends and family and we're buying them.
Yeah.
And we're pulling up. But that was good. I thought that was good marketing.
Yeah, it was great tactics.
You could tell who she really fucked with by the size of the trunk.
Because certain people got a small trunk.
Yeah, there was like a mini.
I seen a Janelle Monae had a mini.
Janelle had the mini.
Yeah,
I mean, still it was stacked.
Yeah, it did.
But then some Missy people Elliott, got the Yara size.
Yeah, Missy got the small trunk joint.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know. I didn't even know Missy got one. I didn't see what Missy was.
I seen Missy get one. And Missy said that people want a video of her singing, of Beyonce singing Signs, Capricorn, Aquarius, and that little meme of that black guy who dancing in front of that car that's moving slow. She said, this is going to be me in my Ivy Park because he had on a tracksuit. Capricorn, Aquarius,
I love
Pisces,
that song.
Aries. Taurus.
I didn't even see what size Missy got. I didn't even know she got a trunk. But
yeah, Missy got
the
a
big,
trunk.
A few people got the big body Benzes.
Yeah.
The close Yara, friends and family.
Reese. Is Reese
Miss Tina.
Reese is a close friend?
Well, they say that her and Beyonce have a nice relationship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know like how close, but you know, she probably really fuck with her.
Yeah.
Michelle, you know, Kelly, they got the big trunks. But yeah, so that's the tea this week. Really, really nothing else going on.
Yeah.
I'm in tea. So we'll keep it moving. We want to talk about the ratings and reviews. So if you've been listening to this podcast, you already know what the fuck is going on. Ratings and the reviews are important. And if you haven't left one, you're sick in the head. Go leave your review. If you're new here.
Welcome.
And we really want to stress the importance of leaving a rating and review. It helps this podcast get into the ears of another willing to listen and appreciate woman of color, black woman, and it helps elevate the platform. So please take the time, 2 seconds to at least rate. But if you have some words on your heart that you would love to share, we really love those.
Kind words.
Please be kind.
I don't understand what's the point of saying something if you're not going to say something kind. Just turn it off and go if it's not for you. That's what I do.
That's Bye. What I do too. I say, yeah, this isn't really working for me, and I go on about my day.
Period.
So let's highlight our review of the week. This one comes from Masadi G. She says, I'm assuming this is she because we also have fellas tapping in too. So wake up call and realignment. I love the content from this podcast and how uplifting it is. I'm in a period of transformation and alignment with parts of me that were either lost or never discovered due to fear and stagnation. I'm coming out and evolving into the woman, that I'm meant to be. The affirmations that this show provides are perfect for my current season. Such an amazing sense of community these two ladies are building. I love it. Thank you. We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Masadi. So kind. Thank you for taking your time out to leave us that. So, yeah, keep them coming. We appreciate them.
Also, if you are new here, we're also on a Patreon journey. Patreon is a platform that creatives are using to garner support from their community. There's tons of bonus extra content over on Patreon. So join us over there so you can get the tea. We've been on our Patreon journey since July. So we want to acknowledge our homegirls who have upgraded their pledges over on Patreon. We're going to give a shout out to Nia and Shayla. Thank y'all so much for changing your pledge. That means a lot to us. And then we want to welcome the new homegirls, Chandria and Leticia. Welcome to our squad. Also, quick reminder, we do have the Homegirl Depot pins. And right now, if you join us over on Patreon, you get a free pin. So it's a really good deal because the pin itself is like $10. But if you join us over on Patreon at the $10 at the $10 level, then you get the pin for free and you get all the bonus content.
You get a discount.
So, if you haven't already, join us over there. We'll send out your pin. You'll be in the squad. And we'll keep this bitch moving.
You'll have a pin to let everybody else know that you're a part of the squad. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay. Last week's episode was episode 128. The affirmation that we chose to share was, I am optimistic that the changes I am implementing are pushing me towards my best self. Change is difficult. It not only makes us uncomfortable, but it challenges whatever habits and conditioning we're currently subjecting ourselves to. So in part two of our series, Make It Happen, Sis, we chatted about ways to implement changes that'll actually last. So this is our last year talking about things we need to do because they'll be getting done already. So hopefully y'all are feeling this. Hopefully y'all are feeling the series. We're keeping it going. We're finishing strong.
Yes. The girlies have said they are feeling the series. We are more than halfway done with January, which means the ball's rolling. This year's not playing. It's moving just as quickly as all the other years move. So we got to get serious and not play with ourselves. And we were like, what else can we talk about? What else can we talk about? We talked about productivity. We talked about making changes that stick. And we thought it would be best to follow up with the importance of punctuality. Because there's going to be deadlines we're going to be presented with. There's going to be places that we need to go, people that we need to see, and we need to be on time. Can't be showing up late.
Oh.
It's important. So we thought that this would be fitting to chit-chat about. We know that we're working to be put-together mommies, and part of being a put-together mommy is being punctual. If you're pulling up late, if you're showing up late, guess what? You ain't put together.
So punctual and put together.
Punctuality is about consideration for others. It's a sign that you have good manners, and it also is sometimes a sign that you're willing to cooperate, which means, okay, this is a good person to work with. We can do business together. This is somebody that I can collaborate with.
Mm-hmm.
But if you find that you're not a punctual person, this can be something that's really hard to change. And we talked about change last episode. But it's not something that you can just wake up and be like, okay, I'm gonna be an on time person now. I'm late everywhere I go, but all of a sudden I'm gonna be on time. This is something that requires the same kind of commitment as you deciding you want to change your diet, or you want to implement a new workout routine, or you want to change a habit. It's something that's really going to take a lot of your energy and willpower to really change or modify. So hopefully by listening to this episode, you will be able to make some changes, or if you're already punctual, just understand how important it is to continue to be punctual.
And if you're not punctual, you don't have to feel bad, because I was doing some research too, and it says that a lot of people who are late, that it's not their intention to be late. Some people, there's like a handful of people, a small percentage where, you know, they are intentionally late, but most people don't intend to be late. That's not their intentions, and it's when you tell a person who's chronically late to be on time, it's like telling a person who's dieting and not eat so much. It's equivalent.
Meaning like what? You're wasting your breath?
No, like it's like you wouldn't tell somebody, a person who's trying to diet and lose weight, to be like, you wouldn't say stop eating so much. You wouldn't tell a chronically late person to just be on time, because the mindset is the same.
Oh, I would. Maybe that's the problem. Because if I know someone's going to be late, I'll be like, come on now. Please be on time. Don't be late. Don't be late. Don't
I know,
be late.
But the idea is that these people who are late, it's not necessarily their intention to. If you're overweight and you're dieting, it might not be your intention to be like overweight. You want to diet. You want to be better.
Right.
It's the same idea.
Yeah.
So I guess a way to find out if you're intentionally late or if it's something that's out of your control is to ask yourself a couple questions, and that's if you are late to everything or just certain type of engagements. And another question is, are you always late by the same amount of time, or does it vary?
Yeah, because some people, like, they are usually always on time to, let's say, like, extracurricular activities, but when it comes time to go to work, they ain't never on time. So it's like, you do have the potential to be on
time. That's my story.
You just choose not to be. So there must be some underlying issue with the work. There's a reason why you're not on time to work, but you can be on time to your extracurricular activities.
Yeah, because I feel like work, I'll get there when I get there.
I will see until they be like, you can't come here
which
no more.
Which is sick, because really I'm supposed to be at work at 8.
What time do you usually get there?
It depends. Depends on what's going on.
Yeah.
Anywhere from like 8:05, 8:15. But I know why, and it's because of the way I've conceptualized getting to work. There's a process here, and okay, we'll get to it because it's kind of outlined later in the episode.
Got you.
Do you deal with being late?
No, I'm pretty punctual. Usually if I'm late, for the most part, I'm on time. Usually if I'm late, it's because of... It can be for a different amount of reasons. It can be because maybe I didn't prepare properly, or maybe like something happened, like something outside of my control. But for the most part, I'm an on-time person. I will look at myself as a punctual person. So yeah, I think the reason why I am on time or punctual is because I can't stand when people are late. It really kills me because I go out of my way to be on time. And so when other people don't, I'm like, damn it, what? Why can't you be on time? And right. I mean, I get it, like you said in the beginning, that it's not necessarily always someone's intention to not be on time, but that doesn't negate the fact that it affects other people, because it I'm does. Like, we got to figure it out. I'm an early riser. And even if it's not like something having to do with the morning, I'm pretty good with like figuring out how much time it's going to take me to do what I have to do so that I can get to wherever I have to be on time.
Yeah. I can get to other people. When it's time for me to go like do something outside of work, I'll be there on time. I'm hardly ever late. I'm like, oh, your function started at 2:30. I'll be there at 2:45. I mean, and that's just a wiggle room, so I'm not the first bitch there. Because I'm probably sitting in the car in the parking lot at 2:30.
I'm infamous for being in the car, and then I'd be like, I hope nobody sees me sitting waiting. In the car.
Yeah, but like you mentioned, being late, it does impact other people. And when you're late, it also makes it seem like you have no empathy. It's disrespectful.
It is.
Because you don't care that people are just sitting around waiting on you. And nobody wants to wait for someone, wondering if somebody is challenging you. Like, nigga, are you coming to get me on time or what? Or did you forget about a bitch?
As soon as people are late, I'm like, hopefully everything's okay.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on them. I'm on time. They told me they was going to be here. I hope everything's okay.
Yeah, sometimes I'll get like that. I figured, because on Sunday, when I didn't tell you that we were going to go a little bit late and then you called me, I was like,
this girl has lost her mind. We are going to be so late. Because the place where we were going, I thought we were supposed to be there at 11:30. And it was going to take like at least 20 minutes to get there.
Right.
And it was 11:38, I think it was. And I'm like, okay, now we can't be this late.
No, it wasn't that late, because I said they're going to get there at 12. And originally I told you
maybe it was 11:28.
Or 11:18, maybe.
Or something like something where we was going to be late.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I didn't even get to say it, because as soon as I called and she picked up and she was like, I'm going to be leaving in 2 minutes or something, I said, well, I thought it started at 11:30.
Yeah, you said, don't it start at 11:30? I'm like, they're not getting there till 12.
I'm like, oh, okay, makes sense now, because I thought we were still going for the 11:30 time. And I'm like, you know, it's not just us, it's other people. So what the fuck is happening? But yeah, it was a later start time. But being chronically late also has sometimes also has to do with like people wanting to feel superior. Mm. I think that's when it can get sick. Like sometimes people, and you can identify if this is you, they'll pull up late because they want to show like I'm running shit.
Yeah.
Like they gonna wait for me. The party don't start till I walk in type vibe. And it's like, that's not okay. But some people do it. So
yeah. That also is a way to like assert some power in a relationship. That's really it. So it's really an underlying psychosocial issue. It's like psychological issues going on. Because if you're constantly struggling, and if this is you, you probably need therapy. No, not being funny or anything, but if you're dealing with this and it's a, you know, therapy.
Yeah.
We got to work through it. But like when we really don't want to go to a place and we have a, like we're terrified of going, then we might show up like 20 minutes late to like our dentist appointment. Or if you know family is taxing to be around your toxic ass family, you might show up to Thanksgiving or Christmas super, super late because you don't want to be around them all day. It's just like, all right, I'm going to get there because I really don't want to deal with y'all anyway.
Yeah.
Or like you said, you're pulling up to the function, making everybody wait on you because you that nigga. I'm the nigga.
Yeah, that's
like, bro, what are you doing? Showing up here late. I know somebody like that.
I'm trying to think if I know somebody who does it because I know people that are late, but I don't know if I know anybody who's late because they want to show like a power. Like, you know?
I don't think we would know anybody. That unless they said, this is what the fuck I'm doing.
I know, but you know how sometimes you can kind of tell, like, why people are late? Like, I can tell you're late because of this, or I can tell you're late because of that. I'm saying I don't know anybody that I can identify that's why.
I think if you're late, then just say, like, when you show up, I need to feel like you're remorseful that you're late.
Yeah.
When you show up and you just acting like nothing ever happened, then I have a problem.
That makes me even more upset.
Then I have a problem. Like, there's no remorse here. You don't give a fuck that I've been waiting.
Right.
Now, that pisses me off. Makes me want to slap you with an open hand. God.
It does. And you really, like, although there's different reasons why people are late and, you know, you're trying to show, you may be trying to show power or whatever is going on. You can really hurt yourself by being late. It can hinder your relationships, just like we're talking about how it makes us want to slap people or we get upset. I really get tight. Now we're really, it can really jeopardize how I interact with you if you're chronically late.
It made me mad. And I could speak from this. Now, here's a personal story. I remember my past relationship. The nigga, I'm like, how are you never on time, my boy? Like, get here on time. If I say we're going to be somewhere at 3, don't show up in my house at 3. Period. Like, I'm a timely bitch.
I want to be there on time.
And if I say we have to get there, we have to factor in driving. Now you want to whip my motherfucking car with a goat cart handling. I drive a Mini Cooper and I always talk about the goat cart handling. But come on. Don't think you about to get in here and get in my car and smash off fast like a NASCAR.
Man.
I'm like, slow down. We should have left sooner. Now we're in the car smashing because you showed up to my house late.
I hate that.
Pisses me off.
I have a story about that. So I already done told y'all I'm punctual. And this nigga I was dealing with was not at all. Like, I'm like, you literally have zero sense of time. Like, you just do what you want to do as if you can just do whatever. Like, there's a reservation and you just pull up. So it was Valentine's Day. And I'm like, okay, of course, my hands weren't in the plan. So no control on my end. I'm just showing up. So I'm like, you know, what time do I need to be ready? He wasn't telling me what time the reservation was. He just said, be ready by blah, blah, blah time. So I'm like, okay, let me be ready because I don't know where the reservation is.
Right.
I can't gauge like how long it's going to take us to get to where we need to get. So, you know, I'm getting ready and, you know, we both get ready. He wants to take pictures after we get dressed. So I'm thinking we're on time, right? And I'm like, we're taking pictures.
The photo.
You know, I don't know what time the reservation is. So when we finally get into the car, the nigga is doing a lot on the freeway. And I'm like, what time is the reservation? You know, you are. Oh my God. I'm like, what time is the reservation? And he was like, we gonna make it. And I'm like, now yeah. I'm getting anxious. Yeah. Because I'm like, in my head, the shit starts going. I'm like, it's Valentine's Day. If we're not on time, they're probably gonna cancel the reservation. Oh my God, da 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 da. So we finally get to the, it was all the way in Beverly Hills. You know, that's a
sick ass commute, getting off the freeway
and getting in there and parking and all.
Yeah.
So we finally get there. And, you know, at this point, we're speed walking out of the car. We're speed walking up to the restaurant. So we get to the restaurant and I'm like, we got there. I want to say we got there at 7:30. And he was trying to talk low to the host, talking about, yeah, I had a reservation for 6:30. And I'm like,
oh, Jeremy. No.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Did they let y'all sit?
Thankfully, but I mean.
Oh, yeah, that's tacky.
The fuck? Like, how are we an hour late? And it wasn't like there was like traffic or an accident. It's that you didn't have it together. Because we should have been here. And I'm like, you know what? At this point, thankfully, everything is going smooth. I'm glad that I didn't know, because I would have had attitude for something that I didn't even coordinate.
Yeah, I would have been pissed. Yeah. I would have been like, oh, my God, it's 6:30. Every minute that went by, I would have been sweating like.
I don't like that. And I'm and dealing with that nigga, it was that a lot. Because.
Yeah, I've been in that boat.
My God. And I'm like, you got to do better with your time management, bro. Because this is sickening. But that's the thing, like, as a punctual person, I was so worried about those plans, because that's just my nature. And most people who are punctual tend to have personality traits like being conscientious, agreeable, maybe even a little neurotic, cuckoo, or controlling, because it's like we want to make sure we get to places on time because of how we may be perceived, or just because the expectation that we set for ourselves. And then people who are the opposite don't be giving a damn.
Yeah, they don't show up at all.
I'll get there, like, when I get there. It's like, it's not a big deal. I mean, I'm here, right?
A type A personality versus a type B personality.
Yeah.
And there's a little test that was done, or that people use to gauge how one sees time. And it would be to have a person read a book and tell them to stop when they think they're at 90 seconds. A type A, no, I don't even want to say a type A person. A person who's likely to be more punctual will stop way before 90 seconds, mm-hmm. whereas a person who is probably late or tardy will stop way after 90 seconds. Yeah, like, oh,
it's because they don't see that. I saw that too. They were like, people who are often not punctual get so lost in time, like,
yeah,
it'll be an hour going by and they'll be like, it hasn't been 20 minutes. Like, no, it's been an hour.
That's work.
It's been an hour, not nowhere near 20 minutes.
Well, I always tell her, like, my nigga, you don't gauge time well. Like,
and really, an hour goes by so fast, because even when I give myself an hour, I'm like, oh shit, this time went by fast.
Work doesn't conceptualize time well at all. I'm like, sis, you're supposed to be here 10.
A lot of lay people don't.
I'm like, the fuck? So there's a book entitled Never Be Late Again, 7 Cures for the Punctually Challenged by Diana DeLonzer. And Diana has divided the late arrivers into different categories. So maybe listen out in here for your category or someone in your life's category. And then we'll figure out how to work through it after we've talked about them.
Yeah.
So the rationalizer, this person has a hard time acknowledging responsibility for lateness and tends to blame outside circumstances.
Mm.
This is me when I be late,
like,
to
the
work.
Traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up late.
Yep. This person never fully admits that tardiness is their problem. Mm. So there's always external factors, like you mentioned, traffic, family matters, the rain, the weather. My dryer broke. I got locked out of the house. It's always something.
Always something else, not you.
Rationalizing why you're late.
So then there's the producer. So the producer wants to squeeze as much into every minute as possible. These are the people that are always busy. You always got something going on. You're overscheduling your days. You go for a run. You're cleaning the house. You got to take your kids to school. You got to pick up the laundry. You helping somebody else's kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're late.
Yeah.
Too much on your plate.
And this is a, you think you could do all of this in an hour.
Right.
Like, I could go drop the kids off. I could grab that. I could get this. I could make somebody some lunch.
Or you're double booking. You think you can go to everybody's events.
The hair shop vibe.
I'm going to go to TT's birthday party and also her graduation. Like, sometimes you have to pick an event because you're showing up hella late trying to kill hella birds with one stone. And it's annoying.
Yeah. So there's also the deadliner. This person subconsciously enjoys the last minute sprint to the finish line. So they feel more alive when they're running out of time. These people find it hard to be productive and motivated without a crisis looming over their heads.
That work better under pressure vibe.
Yeah, it's like, I got to go way across town to drop this off right before they close, and they close in 5 minutes. I got to fast like a NASCAR. I know someone like that. Hate it.
The ex nigga.
Hate it.
It's like, because it could have been prevented. Now we racing almost about to die.
Yeah. This is the person who waits till they have $1 in their pocket to go to the ATM at the cash only function.
Exactly.
Like, damn, man.
Like, and I gotta go. I gotta stop. Oh, man. Yeah. It's like, you gotta be at the function at a certain time. We already late.
Yeah.
But you still gotta stop and get a bottle. When you could have got a bottle earlier, stop and get gas.
Yep.
Go get your hair cut on. Like, damn.
Yep.
There's also the indulger. So the indulger exercises less self-control and tends to procrastinate. So this person doesn't feel like going wherever they have to go, so you take as long as possible to get there. So like we mentioned earlier, the family function, the doctor's appointment, work,
yeah,
whatever it is, you are taking your time. It's like, I'll get there when I get there. I didn't really want to come anyway. Coming hella late.
Yeah, I didn't want to see this raggedy family, so I'll get the last piece of turkey.
I just wanted to show face coming up at the last 10 minutes of the function. Like,
oh, yeah.
I just wanted to show face. So you can say you were here. Tell them that I came, yes, so they can't say I didn't come.
Mm-hmm. So then we have the rebel, and this person resists authority and everyday rules. This person is probably running late as a form of control. Mm-hmm. So they like the idea of knowing people are waiting on them.
Oh, no.
Perhaps they're a bit insecure. So having people wait on them makes them feel more important. This is really, really rare. This is a rare type of person. But
I don't want to meet anyone like
that. They still exist. The narcissist.
Oh, I can imagine this. Yeah. I can see this playing out. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've had anybody close to me be this type of person. Then there's the absent-minded. So
the absent-minded
professor. Mm-hmm. The absent-minded professor is easily distracted, forgetful, and caught up in their own introspection. So this person has a hard time getting from point A to B without getting distracted by C, D, and E. Oh, I was in the middle of doing this, but then TT called, and I had to talk about her, about her family issues, and I got sidetracked, or I had to go do that. Or this might look like you trying to leave the house, but then you're like, I done left the computer or the stove on, the flat iron on. I got to go back. I forgot the gift.
Mm-hmm.
You get distracted and now you're late.
Yeah. And even when you get distracted, you got to do something. Well, like if you go back in the house, you shut the blinds on.
Something else pop up.
Yeah. A water bottle. Now you got to fill your water bottle up. Then you notice the dog ain't got no water. Then you pour some dog water in the bowl.
I feel like this would be my grandma.
It's a bunch of shit.
She's so easily distracted.
It's a bunch of shit. Then we have the evader. And this person feels anxiety about his or her environment. And thus they try to control it. Their own routine and their own needs come before being on time to an event, before leaving the house on time.
Now I know this type.
Nothing else matters except for making sure that all their shit is together. So this person is the one who can't seem to get out of the house on time for a function. They have to have the perfect situation before departing. So they probably are changing their outfits hella times, fixing their hair over, laying their baby hair down twice.
Finding the perfect music to get dressed to, although you done took your time.
It's a whole ordeal. Their routine is super, super important. So
I can say that I don't work well with this type of person, like frequently, like say,
yeah,
if I had someone, if you were this type of person, it wouldn't work.
Me?
Yeah. Because, you know, we go to a lot of places together where we have to, where we're relying on each other for
to
time.
Be on time.
And so if every single time we had to go somewhere, I had to worry about this, I would be like, oh, this girl's stressing me out.
This is the kind of person I don't want to travel with.
Yeah.
Like, this is probably this is why I don't go to Vegas with, I mean, this is why Vegas. I'm just saying, I've gone to Vegas with a handful of women and it sucked because everybody has a different conceptualization yes. of time, which I know time is a construct, but at the end of the day, my nigga, if we all agree that 8 o'clock is 8 o'clock and 8 o'clock is departure, then I want to be departing.
Right.
And I'm not somebody who takes a hella long to get ready. Like, I don't take hella long. The mascara takes me the longest. I'm not like a full beat kind of person. I'm pretty quick with my clothing. So when bitches be taking 2 and 3 hours, I'm like.
Or if we say like collectively, okay, what time are we planning on getting there? Okay, we're going to get there at 10. That and means, then we're not getting there till midnight. It's like,
that
come
never,
on.
I hate that. That'll never work for me.
And that happens, especially with the group Vegas shit. It's like.
That's what happened to me in Vegas. And that's why I said, y'all go ahead and go.
Damn, you were that mad?
I was.
What happened?
I was very mad because what? We all started getting ready at like maybe 7 or 8 and we were like, okay, we're going to leave here at 10 or whatever time it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dressed. I literally wore a bodysuit with a skirt.
Damn.
My hair was in pin curls. I took the pin curls out. I really wasn't wearing no makeup back then, like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even have no eyebrows really. I didn't even groom my eyebrows. I put on some mascara. Oh, some blush. She was wearing blush back then.
Dead.
And a lip. And I was done. And these bitches were flat earning their weeds, putting on a full face, smoking, getting ready. I swear to God, I was laid out on the bed waiting on them. They weren't ready until 11 or 12 o'clock.
What time did y'all start getting ready?
Like 7 or 8.
Are you kidding me? It took 5 hours?
At least 3 or 4.
How many of y'all was there?
It was like 5 of us, 4 of us.
Oh, no, that's 4 or 5. Unacceptable.
So then it was like midnight when they were about to go and they were like, okay, let's go. And I was like, oh, I'm in. I was like, y'all go. And I'm in. I was like, y'all go ahead and go. And one of the girls was like, no, you're going. We're not staying here. And I said, y'all aren't. I am. I'm staying here.
Did you know these people? Or was
I
it
did,
like
a- but I had never traveled to Vegas with
them.
Oh,
okay.
And she was like, well, then if you're not going, you're going to drive us because we're not. Bitch, she didn't know me this well, clearly.
What?
She was like, if you're not going in, you're going to drive us so that we're not catching the shuttle or Uber. You're going to drive us and you're going to pick us up. I said,
oh, bitch, please.
I said, bitch, you better get out of here. Bitch, you guessed it. I was like, I'm going to bed. You got me all the way fucked up.
LOL at the bitch. You better get out of here.
I'm like, oh, a pussy asshole could never. I'm like, get out of this room. Go on about your night. And they came, they went, and I didn't pick nobody
up.
Yeah,
at this big age, I'm traveling with people that know what the fuck is. It's too much. Like, it's just too
much. If it take you, and no tea, no shade on it, taking people 3-4 hours.
If it takes you 3 or 4 hours, then get up 3 or 4 hours ahead of time so that by the time you're done, we're at the same pace.
Period, because I'm like a really hour max person to get ready.
Right. And I mean,
hour and 30, and that's me fucking around.
Everybody's time is their time because everybody has different routines.
Right.
So, you know, whatever you need to take it, but just be mindful of the other people.
Don't have me sitting around at 8 and you're still pressing.
You can't
your
start at 8. If
wand
it takes
in
you
your
3
hair.
Hours, you know, you got to start at 5.
Period.
So that nobody's waiting on you. That's all that it's all about consideration. And that's why let's talk about why being punctual is important.
Great segue.
Because it's not just bitchy. Important because we be irritated. There's some real reasons why being punctual is important. So it's important because being punctual strengthens and reveals integrity.
Mm-hmm.
This is character right here.
Character.
Okay. When you're on time, it shows others that you're a woman of your word.
Yeah.
I'm big on that. If I tell people I'm going to be somewhere, I want to be a woman of my word and be there if it's in my control.
Yeah, of course.
Period.
It's important. Being punctual also shows that you're dependable. So I need to implement this more for work because they probably like, this isn't a non-dependable employee. Although I am, because I'm going to be hella calling out.
There you go. Doing the rationalizing.
The justification. But seriously, being punctual shows that you're dependable. When it comes down to, like I said, social shit, and being there for my friends, if I say I'm going to pull up on you at said time, I'm pulling up on you at said time and you know you can count on me.
Now I'm big on this.
Period.
Especially when it comes to assembling a function.
Yeah.
Assembling something. If you tell somebody, don't volunteer, don't say you're going to be a part of if you know that you're not punctual because you can make or break the function.
Yeah, and I'm relying on you.
And I'm relying on you, right. And yeah. I hate when I have to tell people, be there at 10 when they really don't have to be there till 11.
Yeah.
Just be there when you say you're going to be there, because it does show.
Be you there when you say you're going to be there.
It does show that you're dependable. And I love dependable people. It's also important to be punctual because it helps build your self-confidence.
Your
confidence. So this is going back to the self. When you show up on time and not other, it not only tells other people that you're dependable, but it teaches you that you can depend on your goddamn self.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the promises that you make.
Like the Lord does.
Yeah, it's not always about other people. But once you keep the promises that you make to yourself, you'll be like, you know what? I do what I say I'm going to do. And part of that is being on time, whether that's waking up on time, showing up on time, just being on time.
Yeah. Also, and it's that whole mindset about self-mastery.
Yeah.
Right?
And you won't. It helps build that.
You're in control. You're the captain of your ship.
It helps build that up.
Yeah. So also being punctual assures that you're at your best. After you're riding someone's bumper all goddamn morning, yeah. Speeding like a maniac, scanning for the cops and cursing at red lights, it's hard to then turn your focus to make a presentation or a meeting or be charming on a date because you are shaken up and depleted from your adrenaline and stress. But when you show up on time and even early, then you have a few minutes to collect your thoughts, to review your materials, to put your game face on, to put a little lip on, honey. You have time to really be...
to show up as your best self.
Show up as your best self. This is me. She is me.
I love showing up. I hate showing up frazzled.
Yeah.
It takes away from the good time you could be having.
Yeah.
Or the impression that you're trying to make, especially if it's like a job interview or a date. Imagine that, running in like, oh shit, I forgot to put on my perfume. That happened to me.
I know, Saturday. You forgot your earrings.
That, and it's because I was running late. I had to be there at 12. I knew you were too.
When you told me you were going to be there at 12:06, I said, oh.
I know, I had to be there at 12. And my GPS, once I put it in my phone and it said I was going to be there at 12:06, I ran out and forgot my earrings. So I was like, damn it, this is why I got to be on time.
But it was okay because you still showed up on time.
And you know whose fault it was?
Yours.
Missy's.
Oh, no.
Missy's. I had to walk my dog twice because I knew I was going to be gone all day, right? The first time, she didn't shit. And so I was like, I got to take her on another quick walk to see if she can get that out because I don't want to come into the house to
a surprise.
Shit. I'm like, girl, just do what I tell you to do. Okay, so another thing, being punctual also helps build and reveal your discipline, okay? Mm-hmm. It shows that you're good at organizing your time and also that you pay attention to detail. You look like you're put together. To simply put, you look put together.
Yeah.
And you're disciplined. We talked about that.
Being punctual also shows your respect for others, period. That's the big one. Your respect.
Respect.
When you show up and you're not respectful, then you make me want to disrespect you.
I know.
You make me want to slap
you. It does
you.
Feel disrespectful.
It does.
When people show up late, it's like, you're disrespectful.
I'm going to tell y'all a story.
What?
Brittany and I went out.
Oh, I'm in this?
Yes. With my little stepbrother.
Oh, my God.
My little stepbrother.
Yes, we did.
So we took my little stepbrother out.
On a town.
On a town with the older gals. He's a young buck, a young bull. Meaning he don't know what the fuck is going on. So we pull up. We're like, come out with the girls. I tell him, we're pulling out. We're going to leave here at 8. I even gave some grace, 8:15. Do y'all know he didn't pull up until almost 9 o'clock?
And the thing is, when he pulled up.
He was brushing his motherfucking hair.
So we've already been sitting waiting for him. He sits in his car, music on 10. Brushing his hair, looking at us, look at him like.
I'm like, does he not know we in this car? Like,
get into the car, you're late. Then he gets into the car.
And I say, hey, we're punctual gals over here. He gonna say, how y'all doing tonight?
He didn't give a damn. He didn't say, how don't you care? For being late. I'm sorry. So that let us know that.
He doesn't care. And more I've seen that this is a character trait.
It is.
That he likes to pull up late.
And I see that you can't hang out. We're both very punctual.
We are.
And it could have been something where you didn't know the nature of the event. It could have been if you are not here on time, you lose your reservation or anything. So be on time. And people shouldn't have to tell you that. It should just be, this was a time I'm giving. I'm going to try my best to get there at that time.
And I was friends with somebody who was chronically late all the time. And I'm like, chronically late or flaking?
Oh, no.
I'm like, how you not here when you say you're going to be here? Like, late all the time.
It's just hard to work with.
2 hours. Like, I'm going to come get you at 1. You don't show up till 2:30.
And outside of the social settings.
Or I'm not coming at all now.
Right. And outside of social settings, we are working on being business women, and we are going to be rubbing elbows with people that need us to be on time, and you need to be on time. Do you think somebody going to take you serious if you come into Rock Nation late?
Period.
Would you show up to Barack Obama's office late?
No.
Would you show up to close a deal of a lifetime late? No. And so that's why you need to start now, building up these skills so that when it's time to really get some shit cracking, you don't have to figure out how I'm going to be on time. I'm already an on time bitch. This ain't no problem. This is what I do.
And that's why I need to be on time for work, because I can't just decide when I'm going to be.
Work is work.
When I'm going to be together.
Right.
If I'm together, I'm together 24/7, 365, baby. Yeah.
Be on time.
Period.
To work starting tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to be there on time, even though
it's
late today.
You got to get up earlier.
I know. It's my morning routine helps with that. So we're going
to
get there.
So let's get into the tips. So here are some tips to help you be punctual. Figure out why you're always late. Mm-hmm. Is it because you're waking up late? Is it because you didn't properly gauge the route? Sometimes you may have never been on this route. Maybe the one time you did go, it was a holiday and there wasn't any traffic. That's why Waze is your friend.
Yeah, figure it out. That's the gym this week, Waze.
Yes, it's live time traffic. It lets you know you can even plan a trip. It'll send you alerts. Figure out why you're late so that you won't be late.
Yes. Pardon me, y'all. I'm battling still. Next, figure out and learn your personal internal clock. So some of us, not me, wake up and spring up like a chicken. Like Brittany said, she's a morning person. I'm not a morning person like that, so that's not my personal clock. But if you know that you're not a super morning person and it's going to take you to get to work, eat your breakfast, get settled,
right,
meditate, whatever you do, and you can't really, you're not really awake until 10, don't schedule meetings and shit at 8.
Right.
Because you know likely you're not going to be functional or you'll
be late.
Yeah. If you know that that's your process, then give yourself a moment to get to work. I mean, you know, get
where you got to get.
Get where you got to get. And that's with anything, not just work. Whatever.
Yeah.
So learn your personal clock. Learn your own internal clock.
Yeah, don't. Oh, man. Another story. Quick story. I was. I need to be picked up. I was coming. I had took the Greyhound.
Oh.
I took the Greyhound. The ghetto from the Bay to LA, right?
Yeah.
It was so.
How long was that? Like an 8-hour ride?
No, it was like 6. They have like express. So I needed to be picked up, and since I got in early, like I was gonna get back to LA like about 6.
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna go to work. I was getting back on a Monday. I was gonna go to work straight from the Greyhound or whatever, or go pick up my car, whatever I needed to do. So I asked this nigga, I'm like, pick me up from the Greyhound, Germany. And because I'm punctual, because I know this nigga's flaky, I'm calling ahead of time. Like, I'm coming in at, I'll be in at blah, blah, blah time, you know, giving ample warning. The day of, at 5 o'clock, I'm like, you know, be there in an hour.
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Once you get the nothing, my heart is already beating like this. And he ain't responding to this. Hopefully, you know, he wakes up by
the
time.
Awake. He ain't getting
my calls.
And that's
why I was sending like the, you know,
the SOS.
The fire signals.
Yeah, yeah, the smoke signals.
I pull into the station. There's still nothing on my phone.
No.
There's still nothing on my phone. And so I'm like, ha, ha, ha. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to give him a little time.
Lord, no.
I'm going to give him a little time.
I need to know where you at.
I get my things. I get off that bus. And this is when I call. No more texting. I'm like, I have to talk to you now. I call. There's nothing.
It's dead.
Jeremy, nope. I felt like an orphan. Did you know that I sat at that bus station?
No. Why didn't you call an Uber? The Uber wasn't
popping
back
then. Because he had my house keys.
Oh, I remember
listen
this.
To me when I say.
You didn't catch the bus this time.
I was fucked from the front end.
You didn't catch the bus this time. You was on a flight.
Well, oh,
I had
other
to come
time.
Over.
That was another time.
Period.
And this,
poop.
You see pattern. So I sat at that bus station, which is already the ghetto. I'm already having feelings of abandonment. I'm irritated. It's getting closer to the time that I have to be at work at this point. and the call is not being answered. But so finally he comes after an hour, whatever. He
so now finally it's like wakes 7?
Up. Yeah, he finally wakes up. He overslept, didn't have phone on silent, not prepared. But I said all that to say, that was my fault. I know this nigga's internal clock. He's not a morning person.
Yeah.
The nigga's up at the crack of dawn. If you're coming in at midnight, that's who you call.
Yeah.
If you're coming in at 6 a.m., call a homegirl who's up.
Yeah.
Responsible.
Who's ready for business.
Who's ready.
Who goes to work.
Or who at least will have that phone on. Like, I was so irritated. You know I gave a thorough curse out when I got in the car. I said, this yeah. don't make no goddamn sense.
Yeah.
I have to be at work. I called you. I told you. I've been telling you for a week.
And it's your bad.
I can't depend on you. All that
we
shit.
Love to say we can't depend.
Oh, anyway.
But be laid up with our legs open.
Twat.
No,
ready.
It is the one.
You can't. I can't depend on you, but you want to depend on me
for a little bit of pleasure.
You're depending on this.
For a little pleasure. No. No. Actually, no one's depending on no one.
Never no more.
Mm-mm, bye.
Okay. Okay. Back to the tips. You also have to really pay attention to how long things or tasks take you to do. If you know that it takes you 40 minutes to put on your mascara, you got to factor in the 40-minute mascara application. Don't be playing yourself like, okay, I'm going to save, 10 minutes when you know it takes longer. Or if you know that you have to do whatever you have to do, you have to flatter your hair, apply a beat, factor that in. Don't play yourself. Give yourself a little cushion, too.
And this is exactly why it takes me an hour and 30 minutes. Because 40 of those minutes, seriously, 40 of those minutes, I'm putting on my mascara. The other time, but then you know what? I don't even factor in the takeoff.
You got to factor that in, sweetie.
That's for 2020, yeah.
Well, you need 10 more minutes.
To factor 10 to take 15. That off. And, huh?
10 to 15 more.
I think 45 would be everything. I could probably put it on and take it off.
I don't want to keep getting into the car and seeing you do that.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because we'd be almost crashing if she's a driver.
No, and you know what else? I'm always late to work because...
You do that at work.
No. I mean, I just put it all the way on at work. Okay. I underestimate the time it'll take me. I'm like a down-to-the-minute kind of person. Like, when I lived really, really close to work, I could get to work in like 7 minutes. So then I'll be like, I need to leave work in I need to leave here in 10 minutes to get to work.
So you got to allow a grace period because there could be an accident.
Right.
That's why you're a rationalizer because you'll be like, it wasn't me. I had it down to the minute.
And
it was
yeah. Me. And even my mom, I'll be like, Mom, I could leave here at 10:53 and I'll get to work. And she'd be like, why are you down to the minute 10:53 like that? And
right.
And I'm like, because that's how my mind works. But yeah, and a big thing is I can't underestimate how long it'll take me to do something.
Give yourself a little more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's my turn.
Yeah.
So set your clocks a few minutes early. That's a great tip. One platform suggested or one article suggested setting it a few minutes early every day. Like so that you kind of forget, like play with the clock. Like today said it.
My stove is early.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah, it's only 1 minute now, but before it was a little bit.
It needs to be more.
But it recommended setting the clocks like 5 minutes here, 2 minutes in your room, so you really don't know if it's 11 minutes off, yeah. 12 minutes
People
off.
People do that in their car. Set it like 10 minutes earlier.
But then I'm the kind of person that'll be like, I know it ain't 10 minutes early.
Nah.
You know? Like, no. I don't forget. I'll always remember.
Yeah, I think setting the clocks early is definitely a good tip because it's like, okay, if you look at this clock and you think I only have 10 minutes and it's like you really have 15 extra minutes. But you will be like, actually, I have 15 because that's 5 minutes.
Back. Yeah, that's how I am. I'd be like that. Like, you ain't getting me.
Another thing you can do is put yourself in other people's shoes.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel? I guess you probably wouldn't give a fuck, but think about it now.
Right. I don't want to wait on you.
Think about how they feel. Think empathy. About how they feel. Have some empathy and put yourself in their shoes.
Yes. Next, we're going to be waking up. Y'all, I apologize. That was a cough. Wake up earlier, implement a solid morning routine.
Still, bless you with that.
We've been implementing a solid morning routine with our Miracle Mornings and our BGB Mornings, which helps. When I can have a solid morning routine and wake up on time and pray and do my devotional, then I notice that I have ample amount of time to get up and get myself ready and get to where I'm going to be. And this, I'm less frazzled. I'm not rushing. I'm walking the dog. I'm not rushing him to shit and do all his business in 5 minutes. Right. It's like, okay, cool. I have time. And I always feel like more successful when I get there and I'm like, ooh, it's 7:55.
Yes.
So yeah, implementing a solid morning routine definitely can help.
And if you know that you struggle with the mornings, then you can prep the night before.
Yeah.
If you have to lay out your clothes, have your lunch already packed so that's not a step. You got to pack your lunch in the morning.
I've been packing my lunch at night now.
I hate packing the lunch in the morning. I prefer it to just be packed at night so I can just grab and go.
Yeah.
Do whatever you need to do in the morning at night so that you can have a successful morning and be on time.
Yeah, like ironing your clothes. That's so middle school.
I need to do that with my gym clothes so that when I get home.
Oh, yeah, I do that. You need to take that bag to work. So that when you come home, you literally just got to walk the dog and go. I change into my gym clothes at the job. I just come in, grab the dog, take him out, and be back on road.
I wish I could walk the dog after.
Oh, no. You could do that in the summer.
Why?
Because it's later. It's brighter later.
I'm thinking about her bladder, though. You know, I don't want to make her wait another hour.
Oh, okay. That's kind.
Yeah.
So another tip, last tip, is to avoid distractions. So don't be on your phone watching YouTube. Don't be trying to watch Power.
Right.
And get all your episodes and your shows going and on Twitter. It's easy to get distracted.
It is.
Especially in the morning when you have shit to do. So, I mean, in any time of the day. If you know you have to be somewhere at a certain time, don't let things get distracted. Your way.
Yeah.
And remember to stay organized. Keep all your shit in a specific place because your keys will get lost. You'll be disheveled. You can't find your socks aren't mated up. So then you got two mismatched socks.
Nothing like being ready to step out the door and you can't find your keys. Somebody waiting for you.
Yeah. Or you can't find your other shoe because you didn't put this up. You can't find your earrings, your scarf missing.
Yeah. That happens to me when my clothes aren't folded because now I'm digging through a bag trying to find this and that. When it's like, if it was hanging up or folded, I can go straight to it.
Period. I was, Mariah had put a story up and she said, nothing will humble you more than looking for a pair of matching socks when you're trying to go somewhere.
That was me the other day. I said, we will be mismatched.
And it's a shame. That must have been on Saturday.
That was me. Because I was already late. But I was like, I'm not going to come out of these boots. And I was out of the boots.
You sure were.
And that's why I should have been more organized. But my clothes were not in that bag. My clothes were in the bag. But guess what? They ain't in the bag now. I folded them yesterday.
Yeah, I need to fold mine.
Because I was like, I can't be digging for these little bitty ankle socks. It's tough
going through those
bags.
It's so hard.
And all I had was the big old white tube socks matching. I'm like, oh, man, this is the ghetto.
The big old sock.
So, yeah. The bottom line is being punctual overall will help you, right?
Yeah.
You got to be on time. It's valued. And it's something that you should place at the top of your priority list. If you're struggling with it, we understand. It's not something that'll change overnight. But it can change. It needs to change if you want to get some shit done and get some stuff accomplished for yourself and for others. So we hope that you guys found this information and these tips helpful and useful. That's always our goal.
Yes.
And like Germany said, the gym this week
is the Waze app. Use it. Waze.
I like that better than Apple Maps if you're using an iPhone.
Yeah, I like it now better too. But for a long time,
iPhone used Google Maps. Even if you have an Android.
I was stuck on Google Maps for a long time. And you know what? If this episode has been valuable to you, please share it on Instagram. I forgot to mention this earlier, but what we're doing in 2020 is trying to increase our engagement on social. So make sure you follow us. Tell all of your homegirls to follow us over on Instagram, and we'll see you next week. Love you. Bye. Sweet and that you can